to talk about the Girls Choir of Springfield's fundraising concert on behalf of Dynamic Strides Therapy, and that is coming up on the 21st. We have Brandi O'Reilly from Dynamic Strides Therapy. We have Alicia Lyons, the executive director and the artistic director of the main girls choir at the Springfield Girls, or Girls Choir of Springfield, rather. And then Molly Faulkner directs the little girls, the songbirds. What grade level is that? It's a...
That would be second grade through fourth.
Second through fourth. And then you do fourth through eighth grade. Is that as high as
fifth
it gets?
Fifth through eighth grade
okay.
This year, yes.
Well, all right. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Springfield, what used to be Springfield Drury Girls Choir. And now I guess you're an independent organization. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it's been a really exciting couple of years for the Girls Choir of Springfield. And as we started to speak about our vision for the organization and where we wanted to go moving forward, we realized that in order to start giving kids scholarship opportunities and doing community events on a larger scale, we needed to begin the nonprofit process and become independent. So we were really fortunate that the administration at Drury saw and shared our vision and allowed us to go independent in a really beautiful way.
And I can have you talk a little bit about what Ashley Girls Choir of Springfield does and what services you provide for the children and your concert season, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Girls Choir Springfield, we rehearse each Thursday, the older ones from 6 to 7:30 and the younger ones from 6 to 7. And we are now at Kingsway United Methodist Church.
Which is where your concert will be as well, right?
Yes, okay. That is correct, at 7 o'clock that evening. And our goal is musical excellence, but also teaching leadership to these girls and how their voices can make a difference in the community.
Now, once they get past grade 8, where can they go?
That's a great question, and we are in the process of developing the groups so that we can continue to offer music opportunities for older girls as well.
And we should say you do grades 4 through 8, and Molly, you conduct the grades 2 through 4, the songbirds is what you call them.
Yes, 2 through 4.
Right.
And they are the youngest girls. We have such a good time learning proper vocal presentation and diction and things that they learn in their schools probably, but we elaborate more on that.
And they're chosen by audition?
Yes.
Okay. And well, all right. You indeed have a concert on Thursday the 21st at 7 p.m. at Kingsway United Methodist Church at 2401 South Lone Pine. But this is a fundraising event actually to benefit Dynamic Strides Therapy. And certainly like to have Brandi O'Reilly talk about that.
Yeah, so I am the executive director at Dynamic Strides Therapy, and we are basically a nonprofit pediatric outpatient therapy center. But we're really unique in the fact that we use a horse as one of our tools for therapy, which is called hippotherapy. And then we're just now expanding to aquatic therapy, which we're currently doing off-site at the Hilton Garden Inn on Republic Road, but about to begin a big capital campaign to add onto our building and add the pool.
So as a therapeutic facility for what ages specifically when we're talking about kids?
We serve children from birth to 21 with disabilities.
What kind of disabilities do you end up with? Do you work the whole panoply of
– Yeah, it's quite a wide range, anywhere from children that are just delayed in their development to children with severe disabilities to children with autism. So we see a lot of variety, and we offer occupational, physical, and speech therapy to those children.
I did a feature a few years ago, maybe longer than that now. this kind of becomes a blur. Out east of town, there is an equine therapy. Do you utilize them or do you have your own?
No, we have our own. So we're our building is a full outpatient clinic with an arena on one end of it.
And where is it located?
We are in Republic, 2673 East Sawyer Road, so right off James River Freeway.
And your publicity, your online publicity talks about a unique sensory gym. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So Springfield currently doesn't have a designated sensory gym. A sensory gym is a play area that's really well thought out in different sensory inputs for children that have sensory needs.
Okay.
And so our sensory gym is still under construction, almost done. And so our therapists will have it as a tool for kids that need the swings, or we'll have a zip line, and we have a lot of different stuff going on in that space. And then once it's complete, we will open it to the public. So there'll be a fee to get in and use the gym. But throughout different hours throughout the day, families that have kids with sensory needs will be able to utilize that space.
Very good. Now, the concert on Thursday the 21st at Kingsway by a girls' choir of Springfield, what are you hoping to accomplish as far as fundraising for the group? Specifically for Dynamic Strides?
Well, I think, of course, there's the financial component to every fundraiser, but also just visibility to the community so they can see the great work that Dynamic Strides is doing.
So what will you be providing to provide that kind of public information?
Sure. Well, we'll have an informational video, and then along with that, we'll do a collection for the event at the end where all the proceeds will benefit that organization.
Because otherwise, admission is free to the concert.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
What will take place? What do you have planning musically during the concert? So you do have a guest artist.
Yes, Faith Morgan is going to join us for this event, and we try to choose guest artists that exemplify leadership and strong women in the community. And she is terrific and a great composer, and has also done her own album. So she's going to come with some original material and share with us and the girls, kind of her process.
How musically complicated or complex? Now, with the smaller girls, you kind of have to start out slow. But when you're working with the fourth through eighth graders, how musically complex do you get?
Sure. They are – it's a group of exceptional kids. So when you get the best talent from the Springfield community all in one room, it's amazing what those girls can accomplish. So some things, we might do a unison piece, but a lot of it is, tough music that they are able to tackle in a beautiful way and accomplish each quarter. So
they can really feel like they're accomplishing something harmonically and rhythmically.
Absolutely, yeah.
And as far as sight reading.
Right, and they enjoy the challenge. They're all just so able to be able to, produce something exceptional.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? How many in the Songbirds?
At this time, we have close to 15.
Okay.
This year, we've lost some to have moved out of state, and that's kind of hurt me to see them go. But I would welcome to have 2025 in my group, and we'll start a real push toward auditions in March.
How many in the girls' choir, the main girls' choir?
The older group has 32 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are still both sizable chorus sizes.
Yes.
Do they do any joint numbers during the concert?
Yes.
So then you have, 50 some odd.
Right.
45 or 50. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We try to do one number at each event where we can, combine and give the younger singers an opportunity to be with the older girls.
Well, that again is a concert by Girls Choir of Springfield to benefit Dynamic Strides Therapy. And that will be Thursday the 21st, 7 p.m. at Kingsway United Methodist Church at 2401 South Lone Pine, with guest artist Faith Morgan. In addition to the music, there will be information about what Dynamic Strides Therapy does as a pediatric therapy unit for the area. And admission to the concert is free, but donations will be collected, I guess, at the end of the concert for Dynamic Strides Therapy. You can go to Girls Choir's Facebook page, facebook.com/girlschoirspfd, or to their website, girlschoirofspringfield.org. And I might actually have Brandy tell us Dynamic Strides website.
The website is dstherapy.org.
dstherapy.org. Well, all right. Thanks to Brandy O'Reilly from Dynamic Strides Therapy and Alicia Lyons and Molly Faulkner from Girls Choir of Springfield.
Thank you.
Again,
guys,
that concert is coming up a little less than 2 weeks from now on the 21st at 7 p.m. at Kingsway United Methodist Church. All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you
for having us.